Hello, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. It is Sunday, April 19th, 2009, and this weekend Rololite has introduced a new, more affordable softbox. They're introducing it this week at NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters trade show. And Rololites have been around now for a couple of years. These lights are individual light strips. They're sort of made up of these T5 fluorescent bobs that are very rugged, and the light strips go together to form these panels that can be wrapped around objects. They're very, very bright. They're continuous lighting. It's not a strobe type of kit. It's a continuous lighting kit, so they're great for doing quick studio stuff. They're great for on-location stuff. They're very, very bright, but they're also fairly expensive. The new Rololite Softbox to Go is a more affordable solution. Matter of fact, it's going to retail for $4.99, but through May 15th or May 14th, something like that, they're going to offer it for $3.99, and it's a smaller version of the Pro version, I guess you'd say, of the Rololite, and it's well worth visiting. You can visit their website at rololite.com, or you can head on over to cameratown.com, and you'll see the Rololite news story right on the front page. Since there's not a lot of news on the weekends, I really wanted to talk about digital photography and maybe getting yourself more accustomed to using your camera and the features of your camera. One of the things I've been doing lately, and I think it's probably a good idea for everyone to do, is to go outside at some point with your camera during the day, sit down somewhere on a park bench, on your driveway, doesn't really matter where, and shoot the exact same scene, the exact same subject. It doesn't have to be on a tripod, your camera, but if you want it to be, I think your comparisons might be more reliable. And then go through and play with the different settings of your camera. Play with the metering modes, center-weighted metering and matrix metering and spot metering and all the different metering modes that you have. Try out the ISO settings and go from, you know, the low of, let's say, 100 to 200 all the way up to 25,600 if your camera supports that. Try out the focusing system, although you don't want it. You don't want the camera to be on a tripod if you're going to do that, but try out the, you know, tracking cars using the continuous or the artificial intelligent focus system. Or just try out the different modes so that when you're done spending, let's say, a half an hour with the camera, trying out different settings using, for the most part, the same scene, you're going to have a much better understanding of what the different settings do. If you're into picture styles, bump up, you know, on a Canon camera, bump up the color, the sharpness, the exposure. Use that to help compare with the images before that. Get a really good grasp on what the features are of your camera. You'll not only learn how they affect the image, but you'll also learn how to access those controls so that when you want to go out and use them in the field, you'll say, you know what, oh, that's right, I can use the auto light optimizer in this shot and I'll get a slightly better improved overall dynamic range. So it's a great way to sit and to learn the camera. It takes maybe a half hour of your time out. Do it once or twice today and then go out another day and do it again, and before you know it, the camera is going to become an extension of you and you'll just know it like the back of your hand. You won't have to worry about trying things out when you're in the middle of a shoot. So that is my Sunday tip, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.